mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 19th day of May, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in 30 minutes, Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com will be joining us to be exposing the new racist mayor of Los Angeles, who might as well be a Ku Klux Klan member, but he's a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan member, made a lot of really disgusting racist statements over the years, but the media just wants to ignore that, at least some of the dominant media. There are a few mainstream news articles about his unbelievable comments. I mean, he said things that make Louis Farrakhan look like somebody who loves every race. I mean, Louis Farrakhan's been criticized for some comments that are totally tame compared to Mr. Villaraigosa, the Mecha Commando. But we'll be covering it. Also, I've had a lot of requests to do this since the 12th of last week when I had that police chief on. They have police chiefs for the county. Bergen County, one of the biggest counties in New Jersey, saying he's taken the microchip and why we all ought to have a microchip. And if the government orders us to take it, he'll enforce it. So in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, I'm going to re-air that, but we'll be live for 2.5 hours. But again, I've had probably 100 requests in email that I've seen, just an amazing response to hear that re-aired. And so we'll be re-airing. We've had calls into the network asking for it. And so you want it. You've got it. We're here to serve you and get the information out. It was an incredible interview, and if you missed it, it's coming up in the third hour. So much news to cover. I mean, it is really breaking big time. Remember a few months ago, a CNN executive said, oh, yeah, they're targeting journalists in the Middle East. And then the Pentagon said, what's your proof? And then he was told to shut up. We have a giant archive on PrisonPlanet.com, intentional targeting of independent journalists, where the Pentagon said openly before the Iraq War even started, we will kill journalists that report our operations. And they've done it in front of journalists, pulled up with tanks, blown up the Baghdad Hotel, killed a bunch of Reuters employees right in front of everybody, targeting the hotel, targeting the ninth floor. And now a major union head, union rep, U.S. troops killing journalists, president of Newspaper Guild, echoes claim of ex-CNN exec. It's not a claim. I mean, the Pentagon admits it. But they'll have somebody at CNN retract it, though, and go, oh, look, it's been retracted. This is part of one of their tactics. Pretty desperate tactic at that. I told you a lot of Canadian and Mexican papers are openly reporting that the American border with Mexico and Canada will be liquidated, as well as the border with Mexico and Guatemala for the Union of American States, Pan-American Union, Free Trade Area of the Americas grid. This is Reuters today. Experts call for common North American border. Again, they start calling for it as it's already being set up. And another glowing article here. Illegal immigrants can cash in on American dream. It's a positive report out of Madison, Wisconsin. How great it is. It doesn't matter if you're felons. We'll give you free housing. We'll give you free health care. We'll give you more tuition than citizens get. And then the Mecha La Raza race groups run around screaming that they're some type of rebels fighting the government when the government loves you and created your liberation theology. So we'll get into this and this new disgusting swarm group, swarmtheminutemen.com, calling for really terroristic activities. Now they're backing off of it, but calling to harass and stalk, basically, and the Minutemen. Really disgusting behavior. I mean, according to Bush's definition of terrorism, any misdemeanor is terrorism, so I guess this could be considered that. I don't really call it terrorism, but stalking, certainly. And they're getting a lot of media attention, just despicable. Despicable activities here. Army National Guard to invade the Sun Coast. That's the headline. It's all coming up after this break. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks. folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8:27 into this transmission, second segment. It is Thursday, year 2005, my friends, the 19th of May. Again, coming up is Glenn Spencer to talk about this incredible racist Klan with a tan leader, Villaraigosa, the new mayor of Mechaland, La Raza Raceland. I'm just waiting for some major city like Chicago to say all blacks and Hispanics and Asians out. This is a white capital. Go back to Mexico. Go back to China. Go back to Africa. And to be hailed by the media as a loving, good person. We've played the clips here before of his incredibly racist comments. And, again, folks, I don't ever want to hear anybody criticize Louis Farrakhan, who I don't agree with a lot of things he has to say, but overall he just says stick up for his own race. Blacks need to take care of themselves, need to stick together. Hey, that's a good idea. Everybody should do that. And we all need to keep our heritage. And I'm proud of everybody's heritage. I mean, he has popped off and said some mean things about Jews and white people. But that was years ago, and but compared to Villaraigosa, I mean, this guy is nothing. And I'm sick of these double and triple and quadruple standards. And so we're going to be talking about that with Glenn Spencer of AmericaPatrol.com coming up here in about 22 minutes. And, yes, we'll be taking calls today as well, 1-800-259-9231. We aired about 4 minutes of Member of Parliament Galloway's comments a few days ago before that whitewash committee. But I've got the full comments. I've got the demonization that's 6 minutes with the chairman attacking him with lies and about 12 minutes of him countering. I'm going to play all roughly 18, 19 minutes of that next hour and comment on it and take your calls on that subject. Before I get into experts' call for common North American border, that's out of Reuters or the Pan-American Union, boys and girls, before I get into that report, just out of the gates, I want to say this because it's important. You've absolutely got to get martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. It is a miniseries. It is 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5+ hours, 2 hours, 35 minutes to be exact, on VHS. It is professionally produced. We get to New York at the RNC. We show the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the police threatening to arrest us over and over again, smashing people's cameras. I mean, that's like the first 5 minutes. We show you the massive crowds that the media didn't cover, the police attacking people. We show you the FEMA camp owned by Bechtel. They put thousands of demonstrators, peaceful demonstrators in. That's the first 35 minutes or so. Then we confront Michael Moore and show how he's a whitewasher, actually helping George Bush by covering up government involvement, not just prior knowledge in 9/11. He doesn't even get into prior knowledge. And then we spend an hour on 9/11, unlike any other 9/11 film out there. And you know, I don't just make claims, folks. This is really powerful stuff. How they blew up Building 7, how they blew up Tower 1 and 2, how they had NORAD stand down, how they controlled the attacks. We give you the facts. There's hundreds of pieces of evidence on scene, witnesses that were told to get back, bombs were in the buildings, Silverstein admitting they blew it up, all of it. You have got to get this video. Then we spend another hour on who the globalists are, who the Illuminati are, how they funded the Nazis, how they funded the Bush, how they control Schwarzenegger, what they're doing, and then we spend 10 minutes at the end on the police state and the latest developments there with the grid nationwide and show you the plan for world domination. It is my tour de force. It is the creme de la creme of my work. It is top shelf. It is a must-have. Believe me, you need to have it. And you can get one copy for $25.95, second copy for $19.95, third copy for $16.95, fourth copy for $14.95, down to 14 smackers when you get your fifth or sixth copy. You can get the last film I made before that one, American Dictators, which is excellent, documenting the voting machines, the electronic fraud, and how both candidates were controlled and how it was all staged. And we get into Bohemian Grove there as well, and a lot of other issues. Great film, a little under 2 hours long. $19.95, second copy, $5.95. And I'm still running other discounts. You get four 9/11 videos and a book for $60. I mean, there's just a bunch of really great deals. And on top of that, quite frankly, I need your support, folks. You know, our AM and FM affiliates pick us up, and you know, it's syndicated, and they get some of the ads. The network gets some of the ads. I don't get any of that. I've got 3 full-time employees, a couple other part-time employees. I'm working all the time. And when the money doesn't come in, it gets a little bit of a squeeze, to be quite frank with you. And I don't want to cut back what I do. We're getting a lot done. But that's a secondary caveat or addendum or proviso. I mean, the main reason to get the film is because it's excellent. But secondarily, I need your support. And you know I don't ask for that a lot. But the listenership's bigger than ever, but I know the economy's falling apart, and I need you folks to get these films and to make copies of them and to get them out to people and to affect change. So the toll-free number to order my videos, be sure and ask about the specials when you call. Be sure and ask about the other videos I carry by other authors, the other books by other authors, the books on tape, just the best stuff out there. I carry it. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order the films via InfoWars.com. Watch lengthy clips of them, read about them, look at the different specials, and order via InfoWars.com. Off our safe and secure, you know, highest security level Yahoo shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, hundreds of weekly TV reports. My TV show's won Best of Austin, by the way. Got a real treat for you going up today for members. And also hundreds of audio interviews, text reports, my films there weeks before they're ever released to the public. It's been running for over a year now, 14 months, pretty successful. 1-888-253-3139 to order the films or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership. And again, our internet bill's about $5,000 a month. On top of paying webmasters, count all that together, I guess it's about $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. And my shortwave bill's about $10,000 a month. We do that as a world service, and the water filter's the main sponsor for that. But most months, it just gets pays for about half of it. I got to pay for the rest. I mean, I don't like talking about this, but I do it because I know, like, I get letters from Africa, letters from Indonesia, letters from Russia, letters from Christian underground churches in China that are smuggled out and then mailed from Taiwan. I mean, I get incredible stuff every day via the shortwave, the great job WWCR is doing, 100,000 watts super blowtorches 6 hours a day. But it's expensive, folks, and we're not NPR. We're not funded by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation and the U.S. government like NPR is, who constantly begs for money. I don't want your donations. I don't ask for them. What I ask for is for you to get the films. But, again, quite frankly, I'll probably just end up spending a little bit of money in my bank account to keep paying for everything until it runs out. The new film sold quite well, but still not enough to continue what we're doing. So I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. And the network also needs your support. Just the satellites alone, I don't know how many. I mean, one of our digital satellites is like $5,000 a month that stations demand we have. High-quality digital bird, we've got a rent from Clear Channel. They've got it. We've got then the analog satellites for you out there. And the network pays for that. And I know Ted Anderson doesn't like to talk about it, but this guy's done stuff like mortgage his house over the years. He's put everything he's had into this network, and it's been wildly successful with listeners and affiliates. But still, you need to support the network because they need your support. I mean, $7.95, you get unlimited access to all the archives of all the shows. $9.95, you get a 16-bit live stream as well. That and the archives for $9.95, doubling the audio quality. We still give you the free 8-bit stream. Though I know Ted some months has had a $10,000 internet bill. I mean, it's victims of our own success. I mean, when you start getting a couple hundred thousand people listening a day on the net, believe me, brother, it gets expensive. So unlike the other big networks who only have paid streams, we have a free stream, but to try to pay part of that bill, it only pays part of it. And to pay for the employee that uploads this and keeps the computers running, they've got that system. And for a little bit more, you get a 32-bit stream in the unlimited archives. So go to GCNLive.com, 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 and click on the subscribe page and become members. GCNLive.com. A great service. I am a member. Didn't ask them to give me a free account. I wanted to support the network. GCNLive.com. Or a full month of my show or any of the broadcasts, that's 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, of all my broadcast on MP3, plays in most CD players and all computers, $19.95. What is that, hundreds of hours of radio and good quality audio for $19.95? Give them a call, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645 to call and subscribe, or you can order CDs online at GCNLive.com as well. But don't wait. And I appreciate the stations letting me spend about 7 minutes on this. I don't ever do this, but we can do so much more if you support us. Support those local stations, too, that carry these programs. Call and thank their sponsors. Buy products from their sponsors. We're getting a lot of new stations. Thank those stations. If you're a business owner, call them and advertise your hardware store. Or call them and advertise your golf course. Call them and advertise your restaurant or your video store. Tell them thank you because we're defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. All right, I'll plunge into the latest news and information on the other side. Then we'll have Glenn Spencer on, who's fighting the incredible racism of the new mayor of Los Angeles, who he's been exposing for years. And we'll get into Galloway and the Senate, and then we'll also take your calls. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Ago on TV and then 9 years ago on radio, I would read the official government plans to create a Pan-American Union, to dissolve our borders, to merge our Social Security, law enforcement, everything. And that's how the EU started, as a, quote, trade deal. So the public over there didn't know what was happening until it was too late. Well, now it's happening here. And I mean, every other day I see a big Canadian or Mexican newspaper. The Mexicans love it. The people don't, but the government does. The Canadian government doesn't like it, and their people really hate it. And they say the end of their currency, the end of their sovereignty. The deals are all being made to do this now. Well, here's Reuters. First time I've seen Reuters reporting on this. Experts call for common North American border. And, of course, the task force is a Council on Foreign Relations task force. The United States, Canada, and Mexico should establish a common security perimeter. This is what the UN called for 8 days after 9/11 on Nightline. I'll never forget it. UN General McKenzie got up there. I was watching Nightline, and he, back when I watched TV a lot. And he just said, yeah, we're going to have a continental security border. Not our internal borders, but the outside, you see. The United States, Canada, and Mexico should establish a common security perimeter to guard against terrorism in North America, a trinational independent task force said in a report released on Tuesday. The countries should police their borders together to help border trade, allow easier movement of citizens, and to keep out potential security threats. That means totally open the internal borders. Again, that'll be around North America, from Guatemala, where it borders Mexico, up to Alaska. And again, it says countries should police their borders together to help border trade, allow easier movement of citizens, and to keep out potential security threats, the task force said in New York's Council on Foreign Relations. If our borders and our two borders, one between Mexico and the United States and the other with the U.S. and Mexico, become a front line for security, that impact that should have on normal relations and economic relations would be profound, said co-chairman John Manley, a former Canadian deputy prime minister and minister of finance. The task force was sponsored by private groups, each of the three countries, including the United States Council on Foreign Relations, and there was no indication that governments would act on the proposals. Now, that's pure poppycock. They're already doing it. Now, again, this is what they're going to do. They're going to carry out another terror attack. Everybody's going to ignore that Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. Then we had the Border Patrol Union chief a year ago tell us this, and now it's been in mainstream news last week and this week. It's all over the country, north and south. They're ordered to let the illegals walk right past them. That's their orders. Just have a few arrests for the numbers and a few raids at Walmart once a year to make everybody think everything's okay to grab all the illegals. It's a joke. It's theater. And what they're going to do is there's going to be another big, fat, disgusting, murderous terror attack. They'll kill a bunch of more innocent people and their children. Murdering bastards that they are, excuse the French, and they'll go, oh, that's it, we're going to put UN troops as part of a multinational force on the border, and that'll deal with it. But the highways, the NAFTA highways, will be wide open. You'll just have to have a transponder, and we're just going to legalize all the illegals and make them take an ID card. So that's the plan, and that's what they're going to do. And it goes on, it actually says biometric border passes for anyone that wants one, and that's Bush's amnesty plan. The title of the report is Building a North American Community, also called for free movement within the continent for citizens throughout North American border through border passes with biometric identifiers and other measures to increase economic and military cooperation between the countries. You hear that? Again, the article goes on more. There's no reason, I guess, to repeat this. I mean, I told you that they're doing this, and this is what's happening. This is not a joke. Meanwhile, this is out of Madison NBC 15 News. Illegal immigrants can cash in on American dream. And it says, you can watch the video report there on the site, undocumented workers who are taking steps towards citizenship, that means they just issue them a local ID card, totally legalizing them, can now apply for housing assistance. Again, they're not illegal aliens anymore, they're undocumented workers for housing assistance. Tuesday night, in a vote of 15-4, a majority of the Madison Common Council signed off on a resolution allowing undocumented workers to apply for low-interest housing loans through the city's community development block grant programs, which they just give to them. One stipulation, workers must have an individual tax identification number, meaning they pay federal taxes, and apply for a loan. Opponents say city leaders shouldn't condone illegal activity by supporting those who don't follow immigration laws. But supporters say the idea is supported by HUD, again, federal grants, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Yeah, last year, and I bullhorned him, Vicente Fox, a year and a half ago, was here in Austin. He gave out awards to city council, to the police chief, the police department, to the governor, and to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo issues ID cards that the state and local governments accept. The city is not prosecuting or enforcing on illegals. He gave him awards for this, and the governor is for the Pan-American open border. And, I mean, he tried to have a press conference outside. I went up there and stuck my bullhorn up against the gate and shut him down. That narco-terrorist blob, he's not even a Mexican, by the way, didn't even have a chance to get anything out of his mouth. I was there with a bunch of Hispanics who were bullhorning him, too. Going, you're not Mexican. It was great. I love it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time with two rebroadcasts from midnight to 6 a.m. So no excuse, any time zone you're in globally, you can catch this broadcast. We're going to Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com, who first started out working with Native Americans in their communities and fighting for underadvantaged people's rights. He then found out about horrible racist groups that just dwarfed the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan and began fighting them. So we'll be going to him to talk about just these vicious, savage hate groups that are being funded by our government and are hell-bent on destroying this country openly. They march around with signs of certain races with people's heads cut off saying they're going to kill everyone, and then the media says it's good. And I have the video of it. But that's coming up here in just a few minutes. After he leaves us, we'll get into the entire Galloway clip where he tore them to pieces about their lies, about the Iraq war. That's coming up in the next hour, not just the four-minute clip, but about a 15-minute clip or longer that I'm going to be playing and analyzing. Mainstream news is reporting on the U.S. military, more and more evidence of targeting and killing journalists in Iraq. It is all coming up today. One little caveat I wanted to add. You heard me earlier plug GCNLive.com. and the archives of all the shows. You can subscribe to for $7.95. For $2 more, $9.95, you get a 16-bit stream instead of an 8-bit stream, the free stream. A 16-bit stream, double the audio quality. Again, most networks don't even offer it for a free stream. You know, the big ones, Clear Channel and others. It's subscription, period. But we still offer the free one because we want to get the word out. But we do need support to be able to do that. So go get a membership. And for even a little bit more money, you get a 32-bit stream, which is just incredible audio quality and the archives. Go to GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645 to get a full month on MP3 that plays in most CD players and all computers. An entire month of this show or any other show, talking hundreds of hours. How many hours is that? I don't know, 20-something days of broadcast, 3 hours a day. I don't know what the... Okay, 60 hours a month. Okay, thanks for the math. They're telling me the actual number. So 60 hours a month of my show, 1995. And I don't get a red cent of that. And it all goes to the network to support the websites and what they're doing, and it's a great deal. And then this network, you hear Larry Pratt, you hear Ron Paul, you hear Glenn Spencer, you hear the Minutemen, you hear Congressman Tom Tancredo. I mean, all we bring on are activists and patriots and freedom lovers, people who are fighting the land grabbers, people that are fighting for our sovereignty, people that are fighting for the Second Amendment. We bring them on here and support them and expose you to them and what they're doing. And that's why we deserve your support, ladies and gentlemen, and need your support. All right, so GCNLive.com or 877-300-7645 to call and get the monthly CDs. You can get 1 month or get a subscription for 6 months, which is a big discount. I suggest you get it, 877-300-7645. I plugged that again because we were getting calls, people going, huh, I missed that number, I missed that website, because I talk like an auctioneer sometimes. All right, going to Glenn Spencer. Glenn, we have a new mayor who you've been exposing for years. I know you've got audio clips of his racist comments and his statements. We have Antonio Villaraigosa, the Mecha La Reconquista overlord, the Vader of the La Reconquista, an attorney general who's a La Raza Mecha member. Boy, this is really nice.
Well, I shouldn't laugh. It's pretty serious when the United States of America essentially loses the first territory in its history. It's always been adding territory, the Louisiana Purchase, the Gadsden Purchase, the Mexican Secession Session, and the like. We've always been adding territory. I think history will show that the election of Antonio Villaraigosa, his real name is Antonio Villa, Antonio Villaraigosa was really sealed the fate of Southern California, it sealed its fate as a province of Mexico.
And Vicente Fox and the president before him have been saying just that. Are you at a computer with those clips today?
Yes, I can get them, yes.
Okay, well, take your time, but whenever you get a chance, I want to play some of those. We're talking to Glenn Spencer, AmericaPatrol.com. Glenn, I think people are finally starting to realize how serious that this is. Before we get to this individual, I wanted to go over the Border Patrol being ordered to stand down. You've been talking about that for years.
Well, yeah, the Border Patrol is designed to fail. It's designed to be a speed bump, not a barrier. And it has been that way really ever since Robert Bork took over in charge of policy and planning in the early 1990s.
And he was the former Ford Foundation.
That's correct. He worked for the Ford Foundation, the people who financed the open borders groups. He worked for them for 7 years.
And also before that tried to finance Hitler. They're a nice crew of folks.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Always doing nice things.
Yes. And so what happened was an open borders advocate, an ally really of the Mexican government, was put in charge of setting policy for the Border Patrol. And there's no question about that.
Now the head of the Border Patrol is Aguilar, another La Reconquista.
Yes. Now, that is correct. Aguilar was in Washington for years, came out and headed up the... he was under the tutelage of... worked under the tutelage of Bork and Doris Meissner and the rest.
So if I want to have first-class citizenship, do I need to move to Mexico and become a citizen and then move back?
Right. So he was trained, and so all the people in highest... highest levels of management in the Border Patrol are there to cleverly, very cleverly operate it, making the people feel that they are trying to protect the borders while at the same time very cleverly leaving it open.
By the way, I've had three congressmen on in the last seven broadcasts, this last week and this week, J.D. Hayworth, Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, they all agree with you. They all say it is, quote, New World Order takeover of America.
That is correct. I was with them in Washington for the Feet to the Fire. I appeared with the Minutemen at the National Press Club. And we talked to, I was on C-SPAN. I was there with the Jim Gilchrist, and I briefed the Americans for Tax Reform, and they have turned around. I was with J.D. Hayworth there. He was on the radio. I was on the radio.
I have a question for you, Glenn. You know, again, 80% of Hispanics I talk to are very patriotic and
right.
very upset about what's happening. 60-plus percent are against open borders, and that's Hispanics. It's 80-plus percent of the general public.
Right.
But the media keeps acting like this is something they want, but the congressmen were all agreeing that this isn't even a popular issue, even with Hispanics, but for this racist cadre of Mexicans that they keep putting in power positions. Why do the Larican Kista foot soldiers buy that they're fighting the U.S. government and taking over? Don't they know the U.S. government is funding and financing them?
Yes, they are financing them. They did in California when beat what's his guy, the congressman. I'm getting old. But in any case, yes, they do finance these people.
Dornan.
Bob Dornan. And he helped get $30 million for this open borders group. And they turned around and turned against him and forced him out of office. These people never learn. They never learn. They think that they're by placating them, by giving them money, they're going to make friends with them. What a joke. I mean, and Bush has these people into the White House all the time, patting them on the back. And you saw what happened out at Baldwin Park.
Well, for those that don't know, basically anytime you try to have a mainstream 4th of July parade with blacks, whites, Hispanics, savage groups run up with huge banners with white people's heads cut off, blonde-haired, blue-eyed heads cut off with blood dripping.
Right.
The paintings of it. They begin savagely beating black men, Hispanics, whites in the head with 2x4s. The cops stand by on video and laugh. The news reporters go, look, there's a fight you're not allowed to have a 4th of July parade in L.A. or San Diego now. I mean, folks, we're not joking. And Antonio Villaraigosa is out spouting off all these racist comments, and it's ignored.
Well, did you see what the UCLA Bruins did, the Bruin Alumni Association? I mean, they outed this guy. They showed... If you go to the UCLA Bruin alumni and show that when he was at UCLA, they have a photograph of him. Their caption is Antonio Villaraigosa, then Tony Villar, leading a protest to include the communist organization Committee de Free Los Tres on the steering committee of the Chicano Study Center, UCLA campus, May 23rd, 1974.
And Mecha's slogan is, for the race everything, for others nothing.
That's correct.
Give it to us in Spanish.
I don't know what it is in Spanish. What is it in Spanish?
Terry Anderson did it, boy. It was great.
But I've got it here, but I don't... Here was a guy... You know, I could probably translate it, but I can't do it on the fly.
Well, Glenn, I mean, you spent your life before you found out about this in the 80s, you know, fighting for Native Americans' rights and,
right.
you know, and doing, you know, really...
I spent 10 years working with Native American Indians.
Yeah, I mean, from your experience with that, what would happen if white people started marching around with symbols of Mexicans' heads cut off, saying, all Mexicans out?
Well,
I guess there would be
a civil war. They would be killed. You have to understand. Just go to there. You have links on our site. He never graduated from UCLA. Never graduated. Was head of Mecha. And in 1999, his picture on the front page of the Los Angeles Times was the then president of Mexico applauding the killing of Proposition 187. And there was a letter in the LA Times. Letter to the editor that they published on August 8th, saying, we know who Zedillo works for, but who does Villaraigosa work for? I'll tell you who he works for. He works for the Mexican government. And he's now a mayor of Los Angeles, which is mostly Mexican. He won with 6.5% of the vote in a town of 4 million people. Remember this. He got 260,000 votes. Well, what do you mean? Why didn't people vote? They can't. They've been, the city has been filled up with illegal aliens who can't vote. So there's a small little group of people, a few citizens, naturalized mainly, who decide the future of the second largest city in the United States. And nobody pays any attention to it.
And the government, federal and states, are preparing to let illegals vote everywhere.
Well, that's the next thing. They're going to let them vote in Los Angeles. Look, let me tell you something. I know what I'm talking about. That city is gone.
You live there.
I was born there. I grew up there. That city is now Mexican, and it will never be anything else again until radical action is taken. They will be so entrenched at every level of the city, the police department, every department will be filled up with reconquistas. Believe me.
And Bush is putting reconquistas or retake over groups, reconquer, everywhere. His cabinet.
Everywhere he can.
Because
everywhere
it's
he can.
Part of globalization. I've got
that
Reuters.
That is correct. He's sacrificing us on the altar of globalism. And then you saw, if you saw our feature today, Jesse Jackson going to Mexico City after a racist comment by the Mexican government, by Fox, that the Mexicans are taking jobs not even blacks would take.
What would happen if Louis Farrakhan was marching around saying all whites out and with pictures of white people's heads cut off?
Of course.
I mean, what would happen to him?
You know, here's Larry Elder, a lawyer, a black radio talk show host in Los Angeles, coming out on television yesterday and saying, what is going on down here? He's marching with MALDEF. Jesse Jackson goes with MALDEF to Mexico City. MALDEF is an open borders Mexican Reconquista organization. But we've got video of Jesse Jackson marching through the city of Los Angeles. Video we took, right? He's heading up Justice for Janitors, organizing these illegal aliens. Everybody knows, every one of them, thousands of them are in the country illegally. What happened? Those jobs were all held 30 years ago in downtown Los Angeles mostly by blacks. And they were making $15 an hour. They were put out of work by illegal aliens. It's all people. They were put out of work and onto welfare. And then Jesse Jackson comes down and organizes them.
Well, you've got some of these clips. Which clips you want to play?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, the one that really says it all is really Zedillo.
I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends beyond the territory enclosed by its borders, and that Mexican migrants are a very important part of it.
You know, that's the Mexican president.
What about the clips you've got where everybody whites ought to go back to Europe?
Oh, well, here's Mario Oblato. We're talking about MALDEF? This is the guy who founded it with Ford Foundation money. Now listen to this.
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
Okay.
Now, that was, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And so now the plan's going well.
A little longer than that, but yeah, the plan's going well. Here is the co-founder of MALDEF. MALDEF is down with Jesse Jackson in Mexico City, kissing the boots of the president of Mexico.
Who's owned by Chase Manhattan Citibank.
Absolutely.
I want the racists out there listening who are getting off on all this to know you're working for the globalists, the same people that have kept Latin America in slavery, and this is all part of their plan. You're bringing down America. I hope you're proud of it.
Yeah. See, now it's coming out. Now after all of these years we've been talking about this, trying to tell people about it, now because the issue is joined, now these people are being fleshed out into the open.
Well, everybody should see the video where they have the banners they have at most of their marches with white people's heads cut off.
Well, yeah.
They're holding the
man's head in a hand. It's cut off. That's on the front page of an album. The guy's head is cut off, and he's holding him by the hair. Okay? And the blood is dripping down. And
they hand out these flyers.
To all of the white people.
Man, I mean, boy, and we've been taught this is how multiculturalism works. It's meant to neutralize most of the groups, and then they pick a few groups to militarize and then break the country down.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to put up with people that say they want to cut my head off. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
What about you, Glenn?
Yeah, they do that over in the Middle East, don't they?
Well, I'm sick of it, and I'm going to stand. And you know what, though? The sleeping giant is waking up, isn't he, Glenn?
He better, or he won't. He'll never wake up. You know, die a quiet death.
Stay there. Stay there, Glenn. These folks are going to get more and more arrogant. They're going to punch us too many times in the nose, and they're going to get their behinds kicked. You watch.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, I know we've had a lot of phone lines since the beginning of the broadcast, and we'll get to Jeff and Andy, or Anthony and David and Michael and Mike and everybody else that's patiently holding. Just a lot of other clips and news, so much coming up in the next 2 hours, the second and third hour. But we're talking to Glenn Spencer of AmericaPatrol.com. And, folks, it's so horrible, you just cannot imagine it. These people are so self-righteous. I mean, I've been at pro-Texas rally just for Texas independence, nothing to do with race. And I've had these people in Aztec outfits come up and grab the birthday cake for Texas and spit it out and throw it at us and scream racist stuff. You white honky, go home. You know, it's just like, man, what is your problem? And again, this isn't the majority of Hispanics, but it is the leaders of the Hispanics, because our government has put them in. That's who they want. They want to balkanize us. Quinn Spencer, you've got some other clips for us, don't you?
Well, sure. I've got, you know, here's Antonio Villaraigosa. He's talking about people in the California state legislature who might oppose or not vote for driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
Because you know what? It's not enough to elect Latino leadership if they're supporting legislation that denies the undocumented driver's licenses. They don't belong in office, friends. They don't belong here. If they can't stand...
All right, he really went off. So here is the mayor of Los Angeles. Here is the guy who the United States government just passed a law, the Real ID Act, saying you can't get a driver's license if you're an illegal alien. And he's the mayor of Los Angeles. We understand he's now planning to run for governor of California in 2 years, right? He says the illegal aliens must have driver's licenses. They must have them, okay? Now, we have Angel Gutierrez. Here is a leader of the Hispanic community.
We cannot, we will not, and we must not be made illegal in our own homeland. We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here. We're indigenous people from here. We need no passport.
Okay, now.
And that fits in nicely to the UN plan of no borders to drive down the wages, which the globalists want, which you idiots play into.
That's correct. Now, Art Taurus is the head of the California Democratic Party right now. This is what he said about Proposition 187 when it was passed 10 years ago.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California.
And the last gasp of white America in California. He is presently the head of the California Democratic Party. And he has said many things similar to that.
But if whites are so bad, I mean, I've noticed all these La Reconquistas don't mind having white girlfriends.
Oh, no. There's no problem with that.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Armando Navarro, who is a leading advocate for the Hispanic community, he is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of California at Riverside. Now, just listen to what this guy said about the coming, essentially, Latino takeover and Aslan.
Ladies and gentlemen, what this means is a transfer of power. It means control. It means people with influence. And it is the young people and the people that are now moving to develop an agenda for the 21st century that are going to be in a position to really make the promise of what the Chicano movement is all about in terms of self-determination, in terms of empowering, even in the terms of an idea of an Aslan.
Okay.
A nation, an idea of Aslan, I believe you said?
That's right. Even in terms of an idea of an Aslan, their own nation, their own separate country. Now, what does Mecha mean? El movimiento estudiantil chicano de Aslan. It's the student movements of the students of Aslan. Now, who was Antonio Villaraigosa? He was head of the Mecha group at UCLA. And he has never,
and the foundation
ever,
that funded Adolf Hitler.
That's correct.
Funds him. Why
and
is
he was
that?
A, he
stay
was
there.
An
stay there. Stay there. Hello, folks.